Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim is daf Chaf Beit. We were holding in the middle of the sugya that was trying to determine who has rights to use what. Mishal Tzibur, we got into an interesting discussion of whether we need specifically a Tanai Beit Din to even allow Kohanim to use the Eitzim for their own korbanos. But meanwhile, in the course of that discussion, we had an interesting attempt to derive what the din would be in terms of the melach. Whether it's supposed to be the chiyav of the ba'alim or whether it's the chiyav of the tzibur to supply for the ba'alim. In any event, we had two ways of looking at it. Either we could compare it to eitzim or we could compare it to levona. Levona is brought from one's own pocket, as it says that the vehevi'ala kohen is after the taking of the levona. And the melach apparently is, we learned out from a posuk, you can have the melich, which we thought may, from the tzibur, which we thought might be because you paid for it. And therefore it comes to the Trumat HaLishkar, so it goes to Yisrael, but not to Kohanim. And that's why Shmuel was coming along, we thought. In the end, we didn't need it, but we thought Shmuel was coming along to say that we had a Tanai Beit Din in order to allow Kohanim to actually use the Melicha for their Karbanot. In the end, it meant the Achil of the Karbanot. But in any event, one thing was clear, that in the course of that, we were wondering whether we should compare Melicha to Eitzim, Melach to Eitzim. And we said, certainly Eitzim come from the Tzibur. And therefore, we should learn from there that the Melicha comes from the Tzibur. We said that it's not persuasive. But anyway, all along, we were 100% convinced that the Eitzim are definitely provided by the Tzibur. Why was that any more clear today, the Gemara wants to know? But yesterday, tomorrow, we're going to get to explain why we know this is so. Why is that any clearer than the Melicha? I mean, maybe you're supposed to bring your own fuel. Who's to say that? Beit HaMikdash is responsible for your needs. You bring it. They provide you with a mizbeach. You provide the korban and the eitzim and the melicha, for that matter, before we had the pasuk. That's today's question. Ask the Gemara today, we're on Chav Beit, the third line, the eitzim, the pshita le'latana de mishal tzibur minolan. Why was it so obvious all along? And our only question was about melach. But when it came to the wood, it's clear that it's public wood. Why was that taken for granted? The Tanya. Yochol ha'omer harei alai olai yavi etzim mitoch beito kederach shemevi nesachim mitoch beito. You might think that indeed an individual who is mechayev himself in a korban should have to, exactly the same way that he has to bring the korban nesachim that's put on him, he brings that from his home. Who's to say he doesn't need to bring the eitzim from his home? This, of course, was our question. Talmud lomar al ha'etzim asher hala eish asher al ha'mizbeach. So this is the aricha it's referring to. It's putting the actual evrei ha'ela on the mizbeach. And it says over there, al ha'etzim asher hala eish asher hala mizbeach. So that means that it's coming to tell me that what is given is the eitzim and the eish and the mizbeach. It is the same way that it's clear to us in that pasuk that, of course, the mizbeach that it's referring to is the mizbeach of the Mishkan, which is not something that I pay for every time I use it. That was part of the Nidvat HaMishkan originally. It came Mishal Tzibur. So just like the mizbeach Mishal Tzibur, af ha'etzim va'eish Mishal Tzibur, then that is what the Beit HaMikdash consists of. It's not what I'm responsible to bring. Divrei Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa Omer. It's not quite the way you say it. It's this way. Ma mizbeach. Now, this doesn't mean that he disagrees. It's going to become clear from the continuing sugya. It doesn't mean that he disagrees that it's Mishal Tzibur. He's just saying that there's further issues that are involved here because it's also dedicated. Mizbeach is absolutely dedicated. It was built for this purpose. Now, if we're learning the way you were saying it, al eitzim is that we're just paying for the eitzim, but then it doesn't have to be dedicated for that purpose. So you could take your own, your old aron that you were going to throw in the junk, break it up, and bring it for the mizbeach, according to that. Because you're giving it to the mizbeach. So it belongs to the tzibur.
It's a fixed item.
What's that?
Mizbeach is a fixed item. What is it?
It's a...
Yeah. Different.
No, but the Torah is clearly making that comparison. The question is whether we should take it even further, right? So the other thing that you need to add here is that you need something that is dedicated in a sense of lo nishtamish bo hediyot. It cannot be something that had other usages. It needs initially to be defined this way. The Eitzim and the Yesh also have to be Shalonish Tamish Ben Ediot, which boils down to my Beinayu. And since, clearly, as before Shem talk out, we don't say that the difference between them is whether it has to be Menat Tzibur. That's not what they're arguing about. He's adding. He's not subtracting from the original drasha. So, my Beinayu, Ike Beinayu, Charati Ve'atike. Charati, rather. The difference between them would be whether do you need new wood or can you use recycled wood. Says Igmar Vatike, lo, you can't use recycled wood for the Mizbeach. But the first time that anything was brought on the Mokam and Mizbeach was from recycled wood. V'aktiv, doesn't it say that when David HaMelech came after the terrible mice of the Dever and so on, and the Malach was seen above the Goren of Aravna Hayavusi, so David goes out there and he buys the whole place in order to be the Beis HaMikdash and the Mokam HaMizbeach. So Aravna says to David, Yikach v'yal Adonai HaMelech HaTov Be'inav, and he says, Re'ei HaBakar La'ola V'moragin Uchle HaBakar La'itzim, and David HaMelech actually, I mean, even though he offers it as a gift, David HaMelech pays for it. But L'maisa, I mean, he's using things that apparently were part of Aravna's team? According to you, it has to be Allah Eish, Allah Mizbeach, has to be dedicated from the beginning, never used for anything else. So what? What, you think Aravna's such an Amoritz? I mean, maybe he meant, I was going to use it for this, but you know what? It was never touched. Take it and bring a korban from it. Maybe it's talking about Bechadati. By the way, what is a Morigin? Which, of course, this is something that we had a good fun on earlier. Well, this Morigin or Amarula, it's a mita shel turbo. It's a turbo-powered bed for those guys who have trouble falling asleep. No, that couldn't be what it means. A mita shel turbo, what is that anyway? Omer, you know, that's easy. Everybody knows what an Iza de Kurkasa is, right? No, not really. Well, an Iza de Kurkasa is actually a metaphor, so to speak. In other words, it's a goat that's got an awful lot of horns on it, meaning that it's a board that has a lot of what do you call those kind of the shoes that you know football cleats. Yeah, so it's got basically a lot of cleats on it. You drag it over the grain, and it breaks up the grain. Of course, it's also very good to use against enemies, as David HaMelech used. And you drag it across the grain, and it breaks them up. So that's what he was going to use.
It's made of wood as well.
Yeah, the whole thing is made of wood. In other words, it has these ridges that are sharp, and it goes over it and busts things up. That's equivalent to spikes. That's what we call the ease of the kurkasa. And it's used for disha and breaking things down. So it's the dashu behed the dashtoi. So or the daishi dashtoi. You do your disha with it. Rav Yosef, yes, that's actually clear from the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tira tolat Yaakov, and then goes on to explain, because in the end, Hine samtich lemoreg charutz chadash ba'al pipiot, I'm going to turn you into a really sharp, brand new Iza de Kurkasa, morag. And that is going to be used for tadush harim. Tadok gvaot, you can actually crush mountains and grind down the hills. Obviously, this is a subtype of metaphor on something that grinds and that crushes as it's pulled over. So too, Klal Yisrael is viewed as, in our terms, I'm going to turn you into a bulldozer that no one can stop, and you'll just move the earth. Zok terhele kamishna. Nitareve komtsa bekomets chaverta. So now, suppose the komets gets mixed with something that would also have been brought on the Mizbeach on its own. Let's say somebody else's komets, or in a minchat kohanim where the whole mincha goes up anyway on the Mizbeach, even though it doesn't have a komets, or in the minchat kohen mashiach of the chavitim of the kohen gadol, or the minchat nesachim. I mean, these are things which will be brought entirely on the Mizbeach, and therefore, who cares if it gets mixed? It's basically going to be put on the Mizbeach. You did the Kmitza, thank you. Now you're saying, but the Kmitza fell into something else. So put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. As long as that thing was meant to be put on the Mizbeach, it's not going to be possible for any reason, will it? Says Rabbi Yehuda, not so fast. Because if it falls into a Minchat Kohen Mashiach, and in Minchat Nesachim, surprisingly, that is different than falling into the Minchas Kohen, a normal Minchas Kohen. Why? Because it's possible there, since Zo Belilata Ava, Vezo Belilata Raka, Vein Bolodzo Mizo. The problem is that since you have a different proportion of Shevet to Solet when it comes to the Minchat Chavitim or the Minchat Esachim, because you have a Revi Tahin, which is three Lugan per Yisaron Solet. And if you only have one Lug Shemen per Yisaron Solet, that means that the oil, and since obviously when you have a different osmotic pressure, you're going to end up having mixing in the end. So it's going to end up spreading, the oil will spread through the one that is Blilatan Arak Ava. If it spreads to the Blilatan Ava, it becomes Riboy Shemen Pasos. Meanwhile, it's taking that Shemen from the other Mincha, which then will become Choser Shemen, the Choser Shemen Pasos. So essentially, both of them will be Pasos. You didn't think of that, did you? So it's all very nice that it ends up on the Mizbeach, but it ends up as Mincha that's Choser. So what good is it going to do you? And therefore, that case you have to understand is Pasos, because they're Balot Zemizim. Now, this is remarkable in the sense that Rebbe Yehuda, in a way, is profoundly contradicting, or at least tending in the opposite direction, of his Shita Yidua. Because when we talk about the first case, or even he agrees, bring it up anyway. I mean, you're talking about one small kometz in an entire Minchat Kohen. Why isn't it Potel Barov? So it's not Potel Barov. I mean, we know Rebbe Yehuda all overhauls him, you know, in a Potel. And even the Chachomim, as we're going to review in the Gemara, but as we learned recently in Zvachim, we know that the Chachomim learn out from the fact that you're supposed to mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sur and Yom Kippurim, and the Dama Par is much more Dama Par. Then nonetheless, the Torah is not makbid on that. That at the very least, things that are brought up in Mizbeach are not Mevatlim Zetz. It only Mevatlim Zetz. Even if you don't hold it's a general rule. B'kol HaTarakula Min B'mina. Okay, so we're not dealing with Bit. But if we're not dealing with Bitol, as is given in the first lines of the Mishnah, why are we worried about Rebbe Yehuda's Blilatan Havam, Blilatan Rakam, Balot Zumizon? If there's no Bitol, then doesn't that mean that halakhically speaking, we view each thing as being what it is. In other words, you're saying, but I mean, let's abstract this to the particular molecule of flour, okay? So you got that one tiny piece of flour. Now you're saying that surrounding that molecule are molecules of oil in the wrong proportion. What is that supposed to mean? The molecules that were nogea, the solet that was meant to be ava, since they're not boto, each thing retains its unique identity. This idea of mixing requires the concept of tarovet first, right? It has to be mixed. Then you can say, okay, but now it's the wrong proportion. But if you don't hold that it can mix, because it's never bottle, then each thing maintains its integrity even in the mixture. Isn't that the whole point of enom bevato zoetzo? That even though as far as you detect on a physical level, you detect, look, it's all mixed together. I can't tell the difference. Now, nonetheless, the pasuk is saying, you can't tell the difference, but I can. Don't worry about it. So if you put up the Dama Par at the Dama Sa'ir, and you say, oh my gosh, what did I do? All the Dama Sa'ir disappeared. Don't worry about it. I can easily identify the molecules that come from the Sa'ir and separate them from the molecules that come from the Par. So if that's the case, you don't need to worry about it. It looks to you like Blilatan Ava and Blilatan Raka. So why is the very Mandi Omar, who is least concerned for Bitol, in a case of Min B'mino, so you got Solet mixed with Shemen and Solet mixed with Shemen, and each one maintains its own proportion. You're not happy. Okay, let's wait till the Gemara. And we'll get into this. Sanhat. Dam Shinitarev B'mayim. Now, we know the famous Mishnah we've discussed so many times, we just had it back in Zvachim, that if you mix blood with water, so if it has a mar'it dam, and a mar'it dam, as Tosis points out, doesn't mean that it looks a little reddish. It means it looks like blood. Okay, in other words, you won't be able to tell necessarily the difference between, you know, maybe it's a slightly lighter colored blood, but it's clearly blood. It's not blood colored water. So im yesh bo marit dam, then it's still kosher as dam. You can use it for zrika. But if it doesn't have a marit dam, then you can't. Now, how about if it's mixed with wine? So there you can't tell the difference. So it's mixed with wine that's the same color of blood. So then what you do is ro'ino tokilo humayim. You pretend that that wine would be water, take an equivalent percentage, mix it with water, with blood, and see whether that amount of water would have been mevatel the dam. And if this is true, if it was Nitarev Badam Behima, which of Chulin, of course, or Badam Chaya, which obviously it was Chulin, the same thing is true. Look, I obviously can't tell whether it was Mavata Ladam because there's no, they're the same color. But we take that Dam, which is possible for the Mizbeach, of the Behemat Chulin or the Dam of the Chaya, and make the same proportion of water to Dam. And if, after Ruro, you know, Tokilu Humayim, it still looks like blood, then it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care what the proportion is. In dam avatal dam, it's not a problem. Because even if you've got 100 times as much of dam behima, the dam that was kosher mizbeach is never going to be potol in that dam. Because anything which is similar to the thing that is being mevatel can't possibly be mevatel it. It can only strengthen it. It's more of the same, essentially. So why would it lose its specific halakha mixed as it is with simply more of the same? The halakha isn't mixed. The material is mixed. No, the dam of the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chulin is meaningless. No, but I'm not throwing it. I'm throwing what I need to throw. The fact that this comes along with it is just ancillary. I always do that. But I see it as if it's my bioma, exactly. Same way that I'm allowed to put on things. If I need to put it on for the right purpose, the wrong purpose is just, it isn't part of what I'm doing. That's not bottle. It's not because it's bottle. It's because there's no iser. It's ki'ilu, it's something else. Oh, that's the question. That's what we're going to get to. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is that it's not as if there's such a profound difference as appears to be between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, because the difference over here is Nogeya, where it's being mixed up with Dam Beim of Chulin. The truth is that if it was being mixed with other Dam of Kachin, then even the Rabbanah would be made up. They're both darshing the same pasuk, and that is the question of Yom Kippurim, where the Torah says to take v'lakach midam apar umi dam asair, which we understand to mean mix it together before you put it now on the mizbeach hazahav. And there we run into a problem, because it's obvious hadavar yadua shadam shapar is clearly going to be meruba midam shosoyer. Nonetheless, the Torah says put it together, then put it on the mizbeach. So what does that imply? So Rabbanan say, look, what that implies is that the Torah considers things that are Eila on the Mizbeach to be Choshev and not able to be Mevatel one the other. Each one stays as its unique individual self. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not the point. The point is, Dafka Eilin, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the point. The point is Min Bemino. It's Min Bemino. Blood is not Mevatel blood. I mean, that's logical. Because since it's of the same type, so why would it be Mevatel? Fascinatingly, the Ran, the famous Ran's Pshat, which runs through all of the Hilkas Tarovet as to what defines Min Bemino, the Ran understands that the Machloket is, how do you define Min Bemino? Is Min Bemino defined in terms of its halakhic identity, or is it defined in terms of its physical identity? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, its physical identity is Dam. The halakhas aren't but. The Rabbanan is saying just the opposite. The Gilui over here, as we'll see, why they imply this in the Pasuk. The Gilui over here is that the Halacha would be Batel. Because the Halacha of the Eilin should be Mitbatel in the Chulin. Except that since they're both Olim, so Halacha can't be Mevatel Halacha. But the physical characteristics are not important. That's the point.
If it wasn't for that Pasuk that said Dam Apar and Dam Asar separately, in the same Pasuk, you would have thought that the Torah demands a mixture, and it's not Makpid on having both.
That could be.
Because that's a problem before.
That could be. But I mean, certainly, if you need that, to stay with that. Because even if it isn't absolutely true, it's because we wouldn't need the Pasuk to say that. It would be true even without the Pasuk. So what you're saying is certainly correct. You definitely need the Dam Apar and the Dam Asar. That's for sure. I'm saying you would definitely need that, whether the only makor for that is this pasuk, or whether it's a given for other reasons, that certainly is true. So that's the machloket. Now, I mean, how exactly do we read that? How did they both read the situation in the pasuk to mean what they're saying? The truth is that obviously we have to begin at some starting point. And in the end, the Gemara is not going to have a sufficient explanation for, as the Pasuk presents it, for either Shita. But just to work out the logic in the two situations. Let's start with this. Okay. You say that Rabbanan Savrei Mikan La'olin Sheim Avatim Zed. So that's what you say. So from here we derive that anything that is meant to be brought on the Mizbeach, or the Ran's approach, anything which has similar halakhot, are not Mavata one or the other. They retain the halakha each in the presence of the other. Okay, but how do you know that? I mean, the Pasuk is describing a situation of two physical materials that appear on the surface to be identical. Dama par and dama seir. So how do you know that that's not the reason? Maybe it's because of the general fact that min b'mino is not batel, exactly as Rabbi Yehuda is claiming. Well, say the Rabbanan, look, I mean, there's something strange about the fact that there's only one place where the Torah would come to tell us this very important, universally applied din in Tarovet. And why would that one place be Bedavka, a place where we're dealing with a unique situation of Olim? I mean, it's too much of a coincidence. If all that you want to tell me is this universal application, this is a crazy place to tell it to. I mean, if you're not coming to tell me Olim, Kidika Amra, the way you claim, so then it would be all very nice. But Kidika Amra, I would say if it would have said it in another case and not in this case, you'd be 100% right, Kidika Amra. But Hashta Dashmin and Olim, the fact that the Torah puts this halacha in this unique situation, I mean, where the heck would we ever find a case like this? It's one case, Bichlal, where we're supposed to be mixing Dama Par and Dama Sayer. I mean, this is so unique. So obviously it's because of the fact that it's Olim. If you want to tell me a principle that's universal, so tell it to me. Must be because it's Olim. Well, we're not arguing on that. I mean, that makes sense. But how do you know that both issues aren't required? I mean, I could turn around to you and say, and it's coincidental that it happens to be the two materials are precisely the same. So maybe you need both. Maybe it needs Olim that are min b'mino. I mean, you're making a pretty big jump over here to say any Olim are not Mavatlim Zed, say, even if they wouldn't have the same identity. I don't know if that's true. V'dilma ad de'ika min b'mino v'olim. Kasha, look, that, I can't disprove that from the pasuk. Now, it's a question of my judgment as to what it is that you're looking at. This is how the Ran is explaining it, ultimately. In other words, are we therefore being told to analyze mixtures in terms of their halakhic components, or are we being told to analyze mixtures in terms of their physical components? It doesn't make sense to say both are equally relevant. I mean, what does Tarovet mean? That's the question. You're saying, well, are you sure? No. Are you sure about your gravitational theories? No. There's even some people who would deny evolution. No. Okay, so what can you do? But the fact is that it certainly appears this way. Kasha, okay, it's a problem. So I can't prove it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, starts the other way. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar. Look, the Pasuk is clearly saying min b'mino is not batel. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, maybe it has nothing to do with min b'mino. Maybe it has to do with the fact that it's Olim. If it was coming to tell me Olim, why choose the case of min b'mino by Olim? Come on. It's got to be because the min b'mino is what's important. Obviously, this starts with your initial assumption about the nature of what we're talking about when it comes to Tarovet. Really, what I'm focusing on is my starting position. All right. So, therefore, why would it have said this case? Yashmin and Olin. Fine, then I would have agreed that that's the point over here. And Yashmin and Olin. Of a bin b'she'eino mino. Kedekamet, you'd be right. But, I mean, if you're telling me, dafka, the case of olim, which are min b'mino, I should say that the issue is the olim, or I should say the issue is the min b'mino. It's clearly mishum de min b'mino. And how do you know you don't need both? Can't prove it. Kasha. So, it's the same, but all we're pointing out is that each have a consistent approach to the posik. Obviously, they can't use the posik to disprove the other starting position. Oftentimes, we have this in the Gemara. Now, what concerns us is, as I pointed out to you in the Mishnah, is the opposite direction of the tendencies of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On the one hand, he's making a general statement that min b'mino is not bothered. On the other hand, he's the one that's coming along and saying, he's the one that's coming along and saying that you've got a problem of blilatan avam, blilatan rakah, and they're going to be absorbing one from the other. Now, when you say they're going to be absorbing one from the other, I don't even understand what you mean. I mean, if you have two liquids mixed with each other, the dama par and the dama soyer, forget about absorbing from each other, they're completely mixed in each other. Nonetheless, we're saying each one maintains an integrous identity. This is dama par, this is dama soyer. So why, because you have solet mixed with shemen, does the particular solet that was meant to be mixed with shemen in a smaller proportion, now, bedafka, we have to look at it as if it's mixed in a too much of a proportion, and vice versa. Each one retains its identity. It can retain its, if it retains its identity in a mixture with itself, why wouldn't it retain its identity in the relative proportion to whatever other ingredient is there? So therefore, I should say, look at it. I'm not looking at the gross issue here about whether it feels oily or not, any more than I'd be looking at the gross issue whether this looks like the dam of a par or the dam of a soyer. I'm looking at the identity as defined by the fact that the Torah can still identify it, and therefore our concerns with Tarovet are meaningless. That's what you say, Rabbi Yehuda.
Is the Gemara's problem position? Two means oil and flour, and oil and flour?
At this point, it is not our supposition. In other words, if you'll tell me that we're talking about olim, big mevat, im olim mevatim zetz, I understand that that's the halakhic consideration of two olim, but each olam has to still be physically integrous. So there I could understand, if anything, it's the other direction. I could say, according to Chachomim, I would see why they would care about blilatan ava, blilatan raka. Bashenkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me it's a question of our rearranging the molecules, each one to be identified as it is. So why am I only going to rearrange the molecule in terms of identifying it? Why not identifying that which it's associated with? Because the solid is integrous and the shaman is integrous, and therefore let them be integrous together. That's our assumption.
Which means no concept of mixture.
There's no mixture. Well, that's what you're saying. It's min b'mino. There's no mixture. There's solet with solet, shemen with shemen. Nothing is mixed. Everything is fine. So you're saying, but well, it appears to me to be too oily. That's on a gross level. But the Torah is able to identify which piece of solet goes with which piece of shemen, just the same way like everything else it does. It's not mixed.
Can we go and see that either minchah could place the other?
No, 100% not. That's clear that they're different because they have different proportions. They're not really generic. But all I'm saying is the different proportions is only a gross issue. It's not a real issue. In other words, if I'm coming to identify in a lab what is here, so I don't see any change. Let's say I tag each molecule with a different radioactive marker. So fine, I'm able to identify that was the shaman that was originally with this solid, and that's the shaman that's with that solid. And what else are we talking about over here? Looks like it's goo. Really? Would you like to see the readout on my spectrographic reading? What do you mean goo? To you, it's goo.
It's a goo anyway.
Right? So that's the same thing over here. So here is, by the way, I must tell you that I am presenting a rather modern reading of this Gemara. The Rishonim have a very difficult time with it. If you take a look in the Shita, you'll see that it's very confusing to them because the metaphors don't exist. These metaphors are much more powerful for understanding what the Gemara is asking. But in contemporary terms, the Kasha and the Teretz is so beautiful and so simple that you don't need to get into all of the confusing issues that they get into. So it is sort of a new reading of the Gemara.
But
there's no question that in my mind that this is really what the Gemara is. And the answer is stunningly beautiful. Amar Rava, it's because, this is so brilliant, Kasava Review, in a case where you have two different ingredients, what happens? You're assuming that if you have two different ingredients, that the proportion of the ingredients are also maintained integrally in the mixture. But it happens to be that Rav Yehuda does not hold that, you see. Because Kasav Rav Yehuda Koshu Min B'mino V'davar Acher. Wherever you have two ingredients that are Min B'mino, but there's a third ingredient. And the third ingredient is not part of the analysis of the Min B'mino. So surprisingly, what you do in that case is you ignore the Mino and you say, okay, if the Mino wouldn't be here, is there enough Eino Mino to be Mavato the Mino? If there is, we could safely... So in other words, let's say, you're talking about a tremendous amount of shemen, right? Min b'mino. Therefore, it should all be the same. Let's imagine that some of it was Isser. It's a mixture of Isser v'het. So I come along now from the OU and I find that there was this here, this oil, this oil was kosher, but this oil was Orla and there was a little bit of it and now it's mixed and I forget about it. It's 1.2 million. But nonetheless, what can you do? All the oil is treif. Say, but what do you mean? But we've got all the potatoes that were mixed in the oil. Can we include? No. You've got tons of oil over here. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you don't. Forget about the 1 point and 2 million. Don't add the 2 million to the 1 part and 2 million. Take the 1 part and 2 million. Ignore the rest of it because that's kosher. Now let's just look at the potatoes. Is there enough potatoes to be mavatal the tiny bit of trefa oil that you had? Yeah, but come on, the chumra is the first aser all of the oil and then say the potatoes are aser. No, we don't do that. We first look at the relationship of the potatoes to the drop of oil that was aser. If the potatoes could have been mater, the oil, then we don't say already mimino any bottle. First we get rid of the iser, now we have kosher oil and kosher potato. Fine. But once that's true, then you see the application to us is that you can't simply take the proportions of the solet, which is solid, to the oil, because we're not dealing with the solet problem at all. The solet and the oil together is not the point any more than the potatoes mixed with the entire oil is the point in the case of kashrus. That's not the point. I need to separately identify my solet and oil. Therefore, we really do have a goo. Because it's all very nice to say, well, the solid is a bottle. You're right, the solid is a bottle. Well, and the oil is a bottle. You're right about that, too. And therefore, the proportion remains the same? No. You see, the proportions don't remain the same. So once you're ready to identify each ingredient separately, you're back to your original problem. You've got too much relationship of oil to solid in one case and too little in the other case. Why should the proportions remain the same? Therefore, to protect the innocent, we change the proportions. In this case, unfortunately, the innocent suffer. Usually the case. But in this case, the potatoes end up being trafe, so to speak. So the solet, in this case, remains the wrong proportion of the solet. It's a beautiful note. So kasava reviewed, and this is a cloud that we've seen throughout, that koshu min bemino vidavar acher. The first thing is take the pieces off the board. Saleket mino kemisheino. Let's not consider that. That's not here for any purpose. It's not here. First, we're going to analyze the relationship of the solet to the shema. To whatever. In other words, each thing to its mean. We're not going to... Each one has to be related to whatever it is. And this case is more complex because it's important for us to relate both solet to shema and shema to shema, besides the solet to solet. Therefore, that's not really what's important to us. It's not meant to be a perfect metaphor. It's only meant to explain that since Rabbi Yehuda holds, we analyze the ingredients separately, we cannot maintain the proportions of the ingredients in a tarovet. That's all that it's saying. Not beautiful? I don't see any smiles. I'll have to give myself one. Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out why we're separating them. Isn't it a comet and a comet? Right. I mean, why are we allowed to separate?
You mean we cut off his hand and put the hand in there too, or what?
No, but yeah. I just don't know why we...
Why not? You were the one who was making an assumption that we're just looking at a mixture. Okay, but that was our naive assumption.
So we're not looking at a mixture.
If Rabbi Yehuda himself says, never look at the mixture, look at the ingredients.
Okay.
If you're going to look at the mixture, so you're going to be in problem in the potatoes with the OU. That's what he's specifically saying. Don't look at the mixture. Pretend that you've got it all separated out.
Oh, and that's what he says.
And that's what he's saying here. And the mixture. It's also exactly. It's beautiful.
Oh.
You're killing it. You're killing it. Keep those hands on your chest. Or your tummy. At least you're not going to infect it.
Solid and oil, each one is... That's not min bemino. Each one separately.
Each one separately is min bemino. It's not bottle. Seder. Everything's fine. But if that doesn't help you, because over here you're concerned with the proportion of each one to the other ingredient. Nothing's bottle. No. That's the point I'm making. Nothing's bottle, and nonetheless, it's both possible. Because it's not bottle. So straight. So you even get to do that searching for Bobby Fischer thing about take off the pieces from the board.
Oil is not mevatel by regular oil.
Oil?
No. Orla oil versus good oil. What does mevatel?
No. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's never bottle. Never bought? Unless there's potatoes. We don't paskin like this. Thank heaven.
Why? It would make it so much easier.
It would make it so much easier. Nobody would have chumras. Right. It would really be awesome. Okay. So what happened here? Testing.
I think we stopped.
Why was that so Prussian? Minola. Tanya. Yochol ha'omer harei alai ola yavi etzim mitoch beto kederach shemivin esachim mitoch beto. Talmud lomar ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach. Ma mizbeach bishal tzibur af etzim ve'esh bishal tzibur devir belozer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shamua ben Shamua omer ma mizbeach, you must add ma mizbeach shel nishtamish bo hedyot af etzim ve'esh lo nishtamish bo hedyot. And the practical difference has been made. Well, ikven ayochayet. You're telling me that Atike lo? I mean, what about like the most original makom? Vayomer Aravna al David yikach v'yal Adoni Amelach. I mean, he's talking about over there his old junk. Atov beinav re'ea bakar lo la hamorigin uchlea bakar la etzim. Sounds pretty low class to me. No, maybe it's talking about brand new stuff. By the way, what are morigin? Omar, well, it's that turbo-powered jacuzzi bed. Mitashot turbo. My mitashot turbo. Omar, if you're the ease of the kurkas, the dashuba dashoy. Omar, if you're my croin is some tiglum morag harutz chadash ba'al pipiot tidosh harim. Oh, it would be time for us to do a little bit of this. Tadog gvaot kamots tasim. It's a good thing we have that nuclear program. Nitarev komtsa, bekomets chaverta, or b'minchat kohanim, and even b'minchat kohen mashiach, and minchat nesachim, and I say even, of course, because of the separate proportions. In other words, k'shera, Rabbi Yerober, b'minchat kohen mashiach, b'minchat nesachim, it would be possible, shezor b'li latava, v'zor b'li lataraka, v'in bolot zomizo. Tzanata, dam shenitarek b'bayim ingesh b'maritam kasher, nitafer zrika. Nitarek b'yayin reinoto kilu umayim. Nitarek b'dam behima, which is not oil, meaning of chulin. Or dam chaya, which obviously is not oil, mizbeach reinoto kilu umayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I don't care what the proportions are. Dam is never mevatel dam. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikreacha dorshu. V'lakach midam ha'paro midam ha'sair. Now look, ha'davar yadua, shedamo shel par is obviously going to be merubo midam ha'shel soir. V'rabon and Savre, okay, this is that Mikan lo'olim. Shema v'atlim says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is a universal rule. Mikan l'min b'mino sheno batel. So Rabbon and Savre, Mikan lo'olim, Shema v'atlim says, why? Maybe it's because it's min b'mino. Ah, look, if we would have been talking about min b'mino, not in a case of olim, v'lash min olim, I would agree that that's clearly what it is. K'dekarmet. But it's awfully strange to me that the only case that we're given of min b'mino is bedafka where they're all in the mizbeach. So hashad hashmin and olim, it's clearly because it's olim. And how do you know it's not both? Adiika min b'mino, that are olim. No, kasha. Rebuta savar mikan l'min b'mino sheino botel. How does he know? Maybe it's because it's olim. Well, I mean, yashmu'inan olim. In a case of min b'she'eno mino, so I would have said kinakarmet, but isn't it weird that the only case that you're supposedly choshiva olin are mentioned in is where they happen to be min b'mino? That's not a coincidence. It's mishum de min b'mino. And how do you know it isn't because you need both? Adika min b'mino v'olin. Kasha. Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it comes to the minchat kohen mashiach and the minchat nesachim, psula. Shezo belilata ava, vezo belilata raka, vein bolot zomizo. So, who cares if they're bolot zomizo? I thought that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's having min b'mino. So my having, rather, min b'mino. Omar rova, kasav Rabbi Yehuda, koshu min b'mino. Where you have a davar acher, saleket mino kibi she'ino, and then she'ino mino raba alavu mivatlo. So now, again, the etzim, the pshit delay the tata de mishal tzibu. Why was that so posh? Minola, the tanya. Yochol ha'omer harei alai ola, yavi etzim mitoch beto, כדרך שמביא נסחים מתוך ביתו. תלמוד לומר על העצים אשר על האש אשר על המזבח. מה המזבח בשל ציבור? אף עצים ואש בשל ציבור דבר רבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון. רבי אלעזר ברבי שמוע, בן שמוע אומר, you must add, מה המזבח שלא נשתמש בו הדיות, אף עצים ואש לא נשתמש בהן הדיות. And the practical differences between them? Well, you're telling me that Atike lo? I mean, what about like the most original makom? Vayomer Aravna or David, Yikach Vial Adoni Amelach, he's talking about over there, his old junk. Atov Beinav, Rea Bakarlo La, Hamorigin, Uchlea Bakarla Etzim. Sounds pretty low class to me. No. Maybe it's talking about brand new stuff. By the way, what are Morigi? Omar Ula, it's that turbo power jacuzzi bed. Mita shol turbo. My mita shol turbo. Omar of Yoda Iza de Kurkas de Dashuba Dashoy. Omar of Yosef, my croin is some tiglum morag charutz chadash baal pipiot tidosh harim. Oh, it'd be time for us to do a little bit of this. Tadog gvaot kamots tasim. Good thing we have that nuclear program. Nitarev komtsa, bekomets chaverta, or b'minchat kohanim, and even b'minchat kohen Mashiach, and minchat nesachim, and I say even, of course, because of the separate proportions. In other words, k'shera, Rabbi Yehuda, b'minchat kohen Mashiach, b'minchat nesachim, it would be possible, shezobli latava, v'zobli lataraka, v'in bolot zomizo. Sanata, dam shnitarev b'mayim yesh b'maritam kasher nita for zrika. Nitarev b'yayin oino tokilu umayim. Nitarev b'dam b'ima, which is not oil, meaning of chulin, or dam chaya, which obviously is not oil, mizbeach oino tokilu umayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I don't care what the proportions are. Dam is never mevatel dam. Omer Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikrei echad dorshu. V'lakach midam aparo midam asayir. Now look, hadavar yadua shedamo shel par is obviously going to be merubel midam shel soyer. Rabban and Sabre, okay, this is that Mikan Lolim, Shem of Atlim says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is a universal rule. Mikan Lamin Bemino Sheno Batel. So Rabban and Sabre, Mikan Lolim, Shem of Atlim says, why? Maybe it's because it's Min Bemino. Ah, look, if we would have been talking about Min Bemino, not in a case of Olim, Velosh Min Olim, I would agree that that's clearly what it is. But it's awfully strange to me that the only case that we're given a min b'mino is bedafka with our olim on mizbeach. So hashadash min and olim, it's clearly because it's olim. And how do you know it's not both? Adiika min b'mino, that are olim. No, kasha. Rabbi Yehuda savar mikan l'min b'mino sheino botel. How does he know? Maybe it's because it's olim. Well, I mean, yashmu inan olim. In a case of min b'she'eino mino, so I would have said kidakarmet, but isn't it weird that the only case that you're supposedly choshiva olin are mentioned in is where they happen to be min b'mino? That's not a coincidence. It's mishum de min b'mino. And how do you know it isn't because you need both? Adika min b'mino v'olim. Kasha. Tonight, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it comes to the minchat kohen Mashiach and the minchat nezachim, psula. Shezo belilata ava, vizo belilata raka, vein bolot zomizo. So, who cares if they're bolot zomizo? I thought that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's having min bemino. So my having, rather, min bemino. Omar Rova, kasav Rabbi Yehuda, koshu min bemino. Where you have a davar acher, saleket mino kemi she'ino, and then she'ino mino raba alavu mivatlo. So now, again,